the presence of the Lord.
We bring you thanks, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bring you thanks.
I welcome everyone here this morning.
In Jesus' precious name.
We had the most exciting service in the first service. And I believe that God will give us mercy and give us a similar or a bigger experience in Jesus' name. Taking charge through worship and praise, which is literally like the theme of the month. And that is what we are looking at this morning. And our objective is to understand the power of praise that makes the saint, the child of God, to take charge. The power of praise. In Psalm 114, verse 1, all the way to the last, the Bible said, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel was his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back, ye mountains, that is skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs? Tremble thou, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. In the first service, we established that praise is a weapon for dominion for the child of God. We saw the life of David, the man who was called the sweet psalmist of Israel. The man who said the praise of God will continually be in his mouth. The man who said 7 times in a day he will worship and praise God. That man was a symbol of authority. In the face of lions, he was in charge. In the face of bears, he was in charge. In the front of Goliath, he was in charge. He fought 66 battles, lost none. That man's secret was his praise and his worship of God. In the New Testament, we see the man called Paul the Apostle. Even though we cannot call Paul a singer, as it were, he was a worshiper by excellence, a praiser. In Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 18 to verse 20, Paul the Apostle said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. That was his life. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul the Apostle in Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 said, rejoice in the Lord. And again, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Paul the Apostle in Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 7. He said, verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So he was a man who understood thanksgiving. understood praise, understood worship. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 18, he said, in everything, give thanks. Whatever it is, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The will of God concerning you. No wonder this man was in charge. All the situations that came across Paul, none was able to collapse him. I'm sure that Paul the apostle passed through more things than any apostle. No, none of the things could kill him before his time. Death came for him many times. He said he was beaten with rods 3 times. A whole 24 hours he was inside the depth of the sea. And he wasn't fish. Yet he survived. That Paul ended as Paul the aged. In Philemon chapter 1 and in verse 6. The forces of life. Verse 9. Yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such an one as Paul the aged. He was in charge. And you shall take charge. If you believe that, say it loud, amen. There were 4 things we looked at in the first service. He said that when our praise becomes his sanctuary, his dominion becomes our heritage. When praise becomes his sanctuary, his dominion becomes our heritage. Secondly, we saw that his presence in our praise creates a highway in our Red Sea. We saw that where we read in Psalm 114 verse 1, verse 3. Inside our praise, he is. And that presence creates a highway in the Red Sea. We saw also that in his presence in our praise dismantles and dissolves mountains. The Bible said the mountains skip like rams. We can go back to that in the first service because of time. And then, fourthly, we said, his presence that is established by our praise dethrones contending altars and powers. When the ark of the Lord was taken to the house of Dagon, Dagon bowed. Dagon's head was broken. Dagon's arms were broken. That is what is going to happen this morning. As we worship and praise God, his presence will step in here. And as his presence steps here, every altar fighting your life shall collapse. You believe it, say aloud, amen. Very, very quickly for this service. What happens that makes praise to cause us to take charge? This will be number 1 for the second service, or number 5 overall. Now, praise establishes the saint in the posture and position, or in the position and posture of vengeance and judgment over the adversary. The child of God, by the weapon of praise, is established in the position and posture of vengeance and judgment. You are just put in charge of the adversary to judge them. Psalm 149 verse 3 all the way to verse 9, it said, let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. He said, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And a two-edged sword in their hand. For what? As the high praise of God is in their mouth, the sword is in their hand. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron.
to execute upon them the judgment written. Dishonor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah!
Praise in your mouth gives you the seat of judgment. It positions you in the seat of judgment. It positions you in the seat of vengeance. And I decree today,
he says, the judgment due. At times, the devil is due for judgment, but that due judgment does not land until it is triggered by praise. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are people, by virtue of their wickedness, they are not meant to live anymore, but they are still alive. There are people, by virtue of their wickedness, they pit the dog for others. They should be inside it by now, but they are still out. He said, it is your praise, it is your worship that will make the judgment written to be enforced. And this morning, as we are going to be praising God and honoring God and celebrating him in the dance, the written judgment shall be enforced upon the adversary. If you believe that, say aloud, amen.
That is the authority to administer judgment. The authority to administer judgment is released on the altar of praise. The authority to administer judgment, to administer vengeance, is released to the saint on the altar of praise. Secondly, for this service, praise terminates captivity and enforces both liberty and authority. That is how praise causes us to take charge. It terminates captivity and enforces both liberty and authority. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25, Paul the apostle and Silas were in the prison. He said, and at midnight, I'm going to be reading all the way to verse 30. Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. That is captivity terminated. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing or assuming that the prisoners have all fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down. The person who was meant to be their boss in the prison fell down before them. The prison warden, the prison correctional officer, is bowing down before the prisoner. Like a posture of worship, verse 30. And he brought them out and said, sirs, prison officer is calling the prisoner, sir. What must I do to be saved? Praise turns the captive into the captain. Praise turns the victim into the victor. Ay, 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 ay. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? The captivity was turned. The captive is the captain. The victim is the victor. The person under control is the person in control by the frequency of praise. That is what praise does, to cause you to take charge. The servant can become the master at the frequency of praise. The tenant can become the landlord at the frequency of praise. The pursued can become the pursuer. That is happening for somebody here today. Every chain that bound you before you came here, the chain shall both be broken and your liberty shall be established. You believe that, say louder, amen. You believe that, shout the loudness, amen. Number three, praise. Okay, that's number two. Now, number three, praise terminates battles, turning enemy weapons against themselves. It terminates battles, turning enemy weapons against themselves. That is how praise causes you to take charge. You were in a battle before, all of a sudden, the weapons of the enemy are turned against themselves. In the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 22, all the way to verse 23, 2 Chronicles, the Bible said, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Keep going. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped and destroyed one another. And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, there were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped. I decree today, none shall escape. All those who came against you before you came for this service, none of them shall escape. Devils will fight devil because of you today. Witch will fight witch because of you. Wizard will fight wizards because of you. Occultic man will fight another occultic person because of us. Hey! The enemies will turn against themselves by our praise. You believe it? Shout the Lord and say amen. Hallelujah. You believe that? Say louder, amen. And finally, number four, praise collapses obstacles to our inheritance in God, causing us to take charge. Praise collapses obstacles to our possessions. Possession in God, causing us to take charge of our inheritance. It collapses obstacles. What is standing between you and what is yours, they are collapsible by praise. That was what happened to the Jericho wall. Highway in the Red Sea. Flatten Jericho wall. That's you, Lord. Walking up on the sea, turning water to wine. Access right through the wall. That's you, Lord. Highway in the Red Sea, passage through the Jordan, floating Jericho wall. That's your Lord. Walking up on the sea, turning water to wine. Access right through the wall. That's your Lord. That was Joshua chapter 6 and in verse 20. They shouted, and as they shouted, the wall of Jericho collapsed. That what was standing between them and what was theirs collapsed. Something that is standing between you and where God wants you to go is collapsing today. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Anything standing between you and what is yours is collapsing today. In Jesus' precious name. What are the keys to our dominion? Praise, taking charge, is the same keys. Praise God. Worship and praise God with undistracted focus. Undistracted focus. Undistracted. Everything is looking for your focus,
But God needs worship without distraction. Mark chapter 12, verse 29-30. And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandment is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love or worship the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Don't let worship be going on and your thought is occupied with an unpaid bill, with a medical diagnosis. Just for this moment, forget that they exist and just face God. That was what the children of Israel did. They faced God in worship, and God faced their enemies. Face God, let God face them. Face God, let God face your diagnosis. Face God, let God face your calamity. Face God, let God face your medical report. We're going to do praise. We're going to celebrate. We're going to do deep worship. Just face Him. Number two is worship and praise God in faith. In faith means I am not wasting my time. In faith means God is a rewarder. I said not to the seed of Jacob, seek me in vain. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, it said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We have not wasted our lives. I have not wasted my life. Even though pursuing God is very demanding, but it's highly rewarding. Many years ago, some thought that we're too serious with God. We are taking church on our head. But it brought us to the point where even the devil cannot ignore that God is real. Thirdly, worship and praise God in covenant consciousness. Covenant means if I do what I need to do, God will do what he needs to do. There is something I must do, and there is something God must do. If I do what I am supposed to do, God will do what he is supposed to do. We worship with that understanding. In Psalm 47 verse 7, the Bible said, for God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. Praise him with understanding. Hallelujah. This morning, we're going to praise him. And guess what is going to happen? The Jericho wall will collapse. The enemy will turn their weapons against themselves. Hey! The chains will be broken. The prison, the chains around your life and your hand will be broken. In the name of Jesus. And you will be positioned. Every judgment that is needed for the adversary, while if the praise is in your mouth, the arrows will be flying from your legs and your hands in the dance. Stand on your feet in a shout of celebration. Hallelujah. We'll start with 8 minutes of aggressive celebration. Aggressive celebration. If you need to move from where you are and somebody is appearing too gentle for you, you can just shift position. You want to step forward? Feel free. But I like you to know that enough is enough for the devil. It is time for the devil and his agents to be judged. Are you ready? Give the Lord a praise. Shake 3 hands and tell them, I want to praise God. Let's go, go, go. Go, 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 go.